And there's you and outside. This was opening
this
night.
Oh, yeah, this is me doing these were the colored flames from mm-hmm. But this is what was the gunpowder.
Oh, I see. And tell me what you did.
These are methyl hydrate, mm-hmm. and they had different chemicals in them that made them different colors. I can't remember offhand. I had a green one, a yellow one, a red one, you know. And a blue one. And then I had the gunpowder that went off in the middle with a long line to it, because actually I burnt my hand trying it out one time. It was too close to it.
So what was the line made of? Was it a wick?
Gunpowder.
Oh, it was a line of gunpowder?
Yeah.
Your eyes light up when you speak about gunpowder. Gunpowder!
I had a long thing. And this was my, you know, you see, the Chinese actually invented gunpowder. They had, and they just made fireworks, you know. And so this is, you see, I'm in a weatherman outfit. I don't know if you noticed, but I have a white outfit with a white hard hat on, which is a weatherman outfit from those days. And this was an anti-weatherman statement of make fireworks, not guns. It's sort of like, it's sort of an attempt at a celebration instead of
conflagration.
Yeah. I was really...
Make love, not war.
It was a make love, not war. It was make fun, not... Yeah. Be creative. Don't be destructive. There. That kind of thing.
That's good information.
Yeah, but I of course there was no notice that said that, and so that nobody ever. But I love this photograph because it
across.
It just went up across, and then these girls started dancing around. It was lovely. That was all spontaneous. Yeah, because at that point these were probably flaming. After that, these were probably still flaming in different colors. And then that's what the inspired the people to dance around them, you see, because they became sort of a fire, fireplace, what do you call it? Mm-hmm. Campfires, mm-hmm. colored campfires on the street. Look at all the flute players. So this was in conjunction with the flute players, because obviously... That you can see that the flute players have come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the flute players came out, and then the dancers and the fire. It actually worked very well mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Yeah, because it was the finale of the opening night.
And yeah.
Everybody was already in the mood.
Yeah.
They all had their flutes.
And it was very nice because, you see, talking about public art, we brought it right out to the street. And half of the audience out here just bumped into us.
We're just walking
they
by.
They were just walking by. There were a certain amount of people who had come, and I think a certain amount who had just bumped into us.
Well, there was a theater next door, and I think it probably came out about the same time. It was a studio theater. Do you remember?
Yeah, right.
It was right next door to the gallery.
Oh, right. Yeah, because there's couples sort of looking surprised, and there's other people that are just right in it. But then again, I found with some of these, a lot of these happenings when we were young, is that with enough energy, everybody just joined in. Now, this is Mariko Kayuka. And her younger sister that you're working with in front of her.
Very good. Of course. That's exactly who that is. That's amazing. I'm so happy you found that. I love it when we find people in here that we know, you know. It's like, it really is forensic science, right? Evidence.